Supervisors meeting of January the 9th, 2018. Is there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay, I have none.
We'll meet with department heads and elected officials. Rodney Bleesner, how's the...
Good morning. We've just been busy trying to keep up with the snow and ice like this weekend and yesterday, so there's still some spots, so people should be a little careful on the sidewalks with the thawing and refreezing, but trying to keep up with that. Other than that, trying to keep up with other maintenance issues as they come along too, so.
How did the steps work out with that heat system to keep the ice off?
It's great.
It's great.
I think we put it in the budget for all the sidewalks and maybe some parking lots.
The cat never moved back.
Yeah, I haven't seen the cat back, but...
One cat's gonna winter out there.
We could add some parking lots, that'd be great. That's all I have, thank you.
Thank you. Mike Johnson, Sheriff's Office.
I really have a lot to report. We had a pretty quiet weather event, thankfully. And that's about all we got. You know, I will say we've had a lot of rural burglaries. It's about up and down Tamer Road, and I will say we've made some real good progress on that. You'll probably see something in the near future regarding that. But other than that, we are busy doing many other things.
Well, that's good. There wasn't a lot of wrecks in that thing.
No, it was actually pretty amazing. Some minor stuff, but... for the most part, I think County Roads got out there and did a great job cleaning that up after that ice event. And then, for the most part, I think a lot of people just heeded some of our warnings to stay in, which is a big deal, which is what we want them to do, stay home.
Thank you. Mr. Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Yeah, I kind of echo what Mike said. It was pretty slick. It was hit or miss. I mean, so that can be actually the most dangerous, because people driving along way too fast, but it'll be okay, and then the next mile can be completely different. That's a lot what it was like. I think it was good that ice came on a Sunday. Typically you have a little less travel. The worst time was about 5 o'clock Sunday night, and that is tend to be a little bit lower traffic volumes and stuff, but there wasn't a lot of major stuff, and our guys worked all better part of the day Sunday, and then we were out early on Monday, and then of course it warmed up. So I don't know, I guess if you're gonna be stuck with ice, you know, we got dealt with, and then it warmed up enough, a lot of it went away, especially on the gravels, because there were some gravels that were pretty nasty on Sunday. So
thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Got a couple things on the agenda today. Keep the Flower Trail moving forward. And we're still making progress on the Nature Center. I got to throw kudos to Secondary Roads. I saw the graders out on Sunday. They come past my house. I thought that was pretty good deal. By Monday morning, everything was pretty slick. I honestly didn't have any issues slipping and sliding around. So, you know, and then I know they got hit over the holidays too. So. Kudos to all them guys that are dedicating their off time to getting out there and getting what needs done for this community. So, other than that, winter stuff.
Who's your new chairman?
Bob Hansen.
Huh?
Bob Hansen.
Oh, is he?
Yep. He is at our...
He's a new member, new chair, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's new chair?
No, our new chair is Jim Steer. So, and this is his last year. So, he'll go out in December. I don't think he intends to run.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. Well, I kind of go with everyone else. I'm glad to see we got a little bit of a break in the weather. I'm running around without a coat today. That's how good it feels. So just be careful when everyone's out there walking around and driving around, because it doesn't mean we don't have those slick spots that we need to watch out for. I also contacted all the committee members for the new Animal Control Board. So far, I've got 3 responses back. I think we're going to try to meet this month and kind of get acquainted and kind of see what, go over the information and kind of see what our plans moving forward are going to be. So, and other than that, I'm working on budget. You know how that goes.
Yep. Yes, we do. Amy, attorney's office.
Good morning, we're busy, swamped, but I want to thank Rodney for all the work, and I know he's got a lot of buildings to take care of, and he's been removing snow and taking care of us and all the other buildings. So thank you, Rodney, for all your help, and secondary roads as well. I had to get out Sunday and noticed I saw the secondary roads crews out, and I thought they did a really good job, so.
Good, thank you. Doug, how's the jail doing?
Everything's going pretty well, actually. We implemented quite a few changes that seemed to be working without any problems. Population's down to 75 today, so that helped out tremendously, too. I think we have five in Lee County, none in Loisa or Washington, so that helps out a lot. Other than that, just a couple of personnel actions coming up.
Okay. Thanks. Ken, how's the mental health situation doing for us?
Good morning. It's going. I'm getting a lot of applications for funding and services, and it's staying very busy. I thank Rodney and his crew for de-icing our whole, we have a, you know, between community services building and the residential care facility and the crisis home all on our campus, there's just a lot of sidewalks and a lot of area to salt down, and it's been really well salted and no accidents. You know, I've had one winter where we had some slips and falls, but haven't had so far this winter, and I hope it continues. We're going to have our SEAL governing board and advisory committee and change agent meetings tomorrow, so that'll be a big day for the region. Every once a month we do that, and they're all open to the public over at Mount Pleasant's emergency management building. You'll probably be over there too.
Yeah, in my room.
Yeah, we take over your room.
Big room. You put us in a closet.
Get that rust board out of there. But yeah, everything's going good. I'm working on budgets too, because a week from Monday, well, next Monday will be our budget hearing. So that's going to be trying to decide what the levy should be and you know, how to do the spend down over the next 2 years. That's going to be a challenge. So Cheryl and I met yesterday, and we came up with a chart, and you guys will be getting that soon. So some different options of how we could go. So
I can help you out.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Did we miss anybody? I don't think we
did. You did sidewalks. I like the idea.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
I missed you.
Moving on to correspondence, seeing we have some correspondence here. From the city of Burlington. The Burlington City Council will be holding a public hearing at 5:30 p.m. on January 15th, 2018 in the Thomas J. Smith Council Chamber City Hall at 400 Washington Street, Burlington, Iowa, for consideration of sale of property locally known as 424 North 3rd Street, the City of Burlington, Iowa, with conditions. The property is an existing commercial building. The purchaser shall be responsible for complete demolition and new commercial mixed-use construction on the site or substantial rehabilitation of the existing building. The minimum investment amount in the site time frame for completion of the work date for the transfer of the title shall be as approved by the City Council. Contact the Community Development Department for further details and requirements for the property and the sale process. You're invited to attend the work session, and written comments in support or opposition may be submitted to the City Clerk prior to January 15, 2018, with verbal comments being heard at January the 15th, 2018, at the public hearing. Questions may be directed to the City Development Department. And this is from Kathleen Salisbury. This property, I checked on this, this property is owned by the City of Burlington. So if they do sell it, good thing's gonna go back on the tax roll, so. Okay, we have public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise and name an address. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote.
I have one thing on correspondence, so I back up there. Mike Norris called me and said that they were moving forward and making plans, and they still take care of us and with our projects, so we're still covered. And they'll replace Jeff with as the best they can. I don't think there is a replacement for him, but I assured him that Jeff was the best we'd had since I've been here. Of course, including Terry. But he'll be greatly missed. He was very thorough. So.
Okay, we have payroll claim reimbursements. And the amount of $269.66.
Moved to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have the approval of the contractor's performance bond for Flint River Trails, contract ID 29-CO-29-076.
This is just the next step in the contracting process. A few meetings back, you guys signed the contract for this. This is the end section of the trail, and this is the bond. The contractor sent back in supervisor approval, and then it gets sent out to DOT for final approval and signing, and then the contract we fully executed, we can set up a pre-con meeting to get this project.
The performance bond meet the bid requirements?
Yes. Yep, I had our engineers review and everything come back as it should be.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Instructions go with these things, Chris.
Yeah, we can turn out all the signature lines here later.
Yep. Board committee assignments. Okay. You want me to read these off? You know what board you're on?
I don't think we changed much, did we?
I think it's the same as...
It's the same as it was last year. They both try to get Russ from me, but I won't give it up. No more.
You get it all straightened out, that would probably take it.
approved on this, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Terry?
Yep.
I will say that, I don't know what that says, but the copy I got had me as chairman of DESCOM, and it's Furno as chairman this year, so.
Just need to cross out the chairman.
Yeah.
Sure you don't know about that, Bob?
Were you at the last meeting?
Were you at the last meeting?
I think I was at the last meeting. There's another one.
I'll check that.
Warren County Pioneer Cemetery Commission Officers for 2018. Subject, the Warren County Pioneer Cemetery Commission membership changes and officers for 2018. Gentlemen, the Pioneer Cemetery Commission meeting held on Monday evening, the 18th of December, 2017. One, members elected Herb Price as the chairman, Steve Stoller as vice chair, and Wendell Biggs as secretary treasurer for the 2018 calendar year, same as last year. Terms for Michael Allen, Paul French, and Kent Clink were approved for 3 more years until January's meeting of 2021. Matt Schuler has agreed to serve out the remainder of the previously open member term until January meeting of 2020. This was approved at the December meeting. 9 active members and the expiration date of each are listed in the attached membership list. The membership list is dated January the 5th, 2018. Regards, Wendell Biggs, secretary treasurer. The membership list is Michael Allen till 2021, Wendell Biggs, 2020, Matt Schuler, 2020, Drew DeLang, 2019, Paul French, 2021, Kenton Clink, 2021, Alan Moore, 2020, Herb Price, chairman, 2019, and Steve Stoller, vice chair, 2019. Associate members are Bob Brewer, Terry Johnson, William C. Walker, and Fred C. Winslow.
That is in labor of love.
Yes, that
that's
is.
That's one of the few budget hearings I look forward to, because it's always wondering what they whether it's weather events or vandalism or snakes or the research they do. It's a that's a we don't need to approve that, do we?
I don't think we do. That's one of those that the public should really pay attention to and say thank you for.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there'd be a lot of weeds out there probably. Turn the tone back upside down, right?
These people do great work. They brought pictures in of some of these trees that fell on these tombstones and knocked them over, and they went out and cut the trees and put the tombstones back up on the Pioneer Cemetery. They do a great justice for us.
Our road department needs to really pay attention to how those roads are getting back to them.
That's a topic every single year. They're all private roads on private ground getting back to them.
Okay, we have personnel actions. This is for conservation tech. We have 2 of them for conservation. This one here is the new hire, and it is Brandon Crew, at a salary of $11.50 an hour. And the second one is a new rate for, Chris, is this an anniversary increase?
No, so these are both technically new hires. These are, they hire staff. when we started that program last year, the job offers that I made to those that we hired stated that their term ended December 31st.
Okay.
And so with my day hires, I always terminate their term at the end of every year.
That's
so
why
these are two were,
that's
were
why the
rehiring back as it's just seasonal part-time kind of as needed positions.
Okay, that's why the difference in the pay scale.
Yep, that Braden has worked for us in a couple different capacities for a few years now, and Zach just started with us this past year.
Okay. And the second one is for Zach Hunter. It's a day hire, conservation, starting rate at $9.50 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Both of them?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have two of them from, this is the jail. The first one is Alexander, is that Alexander Elliott?
Alexander Elliott.
Alexander Elliott.
Alex, yeah.
Okay.
They're both last names.
And this is a three-month step increase. Previous rate was $8.31 an hour. New rate is $8.62 an hour. And the second one is for Alex Stevenson and in the correctional department. An anniversary, a 12-month step increase. His previous rate was $13.41 an hour. His new rate is $13.89 an hour. What's your wish, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Both. Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Moving on to the reports, we have recorder's fees. For collected December 2017, we have Veterans Affair for 2017, and we also have the jail status report for November of 2017. We have the minutes from a regular meeting on January 2nd, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
I have none.
And then future agenda items? Committee reports.
I didn't have a committee report. I attended the Jefferson County Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday morning. One of the members had asked me to come over and kind of explain the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region budget. The Jefferson County was the last county in the state to join a region. They were putting everybody in a region. They wanted to form their own region. Mm-hmm. They were really, 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 really unhappy that the state wouldn't let them do that. So they were last to join the Southeast Iowa Link region. And they resent that a little bit. Of course, that's a separate issue than providing those services. So they just had some questions about how the budget would work. So I think it went pretty well. I think they were at least understood, if not happy, about everything.
You get Nick straightened out on it?
Well, he's a supervisor. I don't know whether there's any straightened out any of us. But yeah, got along fine.
Yeah, good.
That's all I have.
I didn't have anything. You love?
No.
Okay. Public input station number two. Anybody from the public, rise, state your name, address. Seeing nobody rise, we move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're going to have a work session here in about 5 minutes with board supervisors and Harmony Bible Church.
I told them 10:30, so they may want time to arrive. Oh. So it might be the other way first.
It will be. You told them 10:30. We will do 10:30. Okay, then we'll have a meeting with the county attorney in about 5 minutes with this opioid lawsuit.
Okay. All right.
Great meeting.